If you were alive in the 1990s, you probably know this song. Jens Gad does, because he helped make that sound. Jens was born in Germany, but moved to Ibiza, Spain in 1993 to work with the band Enigma. And for the next 10 years, he ate, lived, and breathed Enigma. This song, The Return to Innocence, was the biggest hit of his life. By his late 20s, Jens was making lots of money, playing stadiums, jetting around the world, basically living the life of a rock star. But by 2003, he'd had enough. He left the band, left Ibiza, and moved to New York, a solo artist. A few years back, he moved to LA to be at the center of the music industry. He rented an apartment in Venice Beach, set up a home recording studio. He wrote pop songs because that's what seemed to sell in America. And though he wasn't getting rich, Jens made more than enough to survive. And then one day, he was looking out at the horizon and spotted Catalina Island. That view attracted him like a magnet. Within months, Jens moved permanently to the village of Avalon.
How many steps do you have going up to your apartment?
I think 82. Oh.
Life here is simple, wholesome. There's one pharmacy, lots of saltwater taffy, and golf carts are the fastest things around.
Perfect time.
Jens thought Catalina couldn't be more different than Venice Beach.
All right.
His music studio takes up most of his living room. There's an editing bay and synth, a mic on hand for vocals, a soundboard covered with dozens of keys and tuning knobs. When we arrive, the French doors are open to a sweeping view of Avalon. The cottages below look like sugar cubes against the dark green hills. It feels like we're looking at Catalina from the helm of a cruise ship.
Yeah, the big thing about islands is that you're physically cut yourself off the civilization society grid. And I think that is a very important thing dynamic-wise. Because I'm supposed to come up with different ideas daily. My everyday life is so little, and so you can like overview it so easily, and there's nothing really happening.
Jens says the simplicity of village life fuels his imagination. He thinks being off the grid is key to developing a different sound.
Back in the 90s, Enigma was just a UFO from space. People could not imagine how Latin lyrics sung from monks together with French talking, with the R&B loop underneath, how that could ever go on the charts and be approachable.
Jens credits Enigma and its founder, Michael Cretu, with teaching him everything he knows about making music. To be intuitive, to think beyond 8-bar measures, and to use non-musical sounds. One of Enigma's chorus melodies is built off the sound of a passing car. For years, Enigma was his only source of income.
That was all I did. I built the studio that was cloned to Michael Cretu's. We had the exact same equipment, and he mainly wanted me there all the time for Enigma albums, which was great, but then you want to eventually move on. You want to be more than just the Enigma co-producer. I wanted to create more like my own sound.
The path to finding his own sound hasn't always been easy.
You know, I seem like a happy person, right? And I got rejected 5 million times. I can maybe sell 5% of what I'm doing. And thanks to someone up there, I somehow survive and I'm happy and I do what I like.
What was it like to be at that height of fame, and where have you gone since then?
You know, Enigma wasn't even my height of fame because I was not Enigma myself. Like, I was just part of it. And suddenly everybody associated me with Enigma. But it wasn't my peak, I wouldn't say so. What probably was the greatest thing about my decade with Enigma was this approach to music production and songwriting, and I think I took it with me and did so much stuff.
I asked him to play me some samples. Jens puts on an album that he cut back in February, and immediately his eyes light up.
My body is...
It's a track off an album he made with a meditation teacher named Amia. Since moving to the US, Jens has made more and more pop music. But right after leaving the band, he found himself making music that sounded, in his words, enigmatic. He even named one project Enigmatic Obsession.
And then Achillea, another one. And then I realized that they're obviously not Enigma, and I obviously can never earn millions and millions of dollars like Enigma did. So I kind of stopped doing it because I thought this cannot go anywhere.
But lately, fans have been emailing him. They want him to record more enigmatic albums. He launched a crowdfunding campaign 2 weeks ago to do just that.
And right now too, like my most profitable project was this meditation teacher from Lithuania. Not a pop song I produced. It's funny, I mean, I'm not like steering the boat myself. It's like a big dynamic happening with me. So I feel like I'm being pushed more towards the Enigma sound again.
Jens tells me he's found the secret to happiness. It's music. Down the road, he wants to share his wisdom through music camps on the island. For now, he's just really excited to play me the next track on Amia Inspiration, a meditation album with that enigmatic sound. For KISL on Catalina Island, I'm Stephanie Powell.